Kfiyas Hamita, which may or not have anything to do with Kfiyas Hamita, but we're going to assume it does, as you'll see in a moment, and that is the custom of covering mirrors. This is like the most prominent custom of Dine Avelos. If you go to someone who is not observant, you make a Shiva visit, someone who isn't Orthodox, so they don't really follow almost any of the Dine Avelos, but they're very makfit to cover their mirrors, which is interesting. But anyhow, where does this custom come from? So Rav Shechter writes in Ikve Atzon, in the name of the Chassam Sofer, as well as in the name of the Rav, that the pshat in this minhag is based off of the idea of mita, fiesa mita, which is sort of nice because, you know, at least now we have some remnant of that halacha. But the question is, what does it have to do with kfiyas hamita? So the idea of kfiyas hamita, as we saw, is to remind us of the lack of and the loss of B'Tzelem Elokim. And likewise, we cover mirrors because to remind us of the loss of the lack of B'Tzelem Elokim. What does that mean? I assume the pshat is that when you look in a mirror, you see a B'Tzelem Elokim. So we cover the mirrors, so we don't see the B'Tzelem Elokim. Just like the Gemara says, "Dmus diukni nasati bahan uvavonosem hafachtiha." So the reminder of the loss of the B'Tzelem Elokim is by covering the mirrors. Now, if this is the pshat, so then you should also cover pictures, and that is in fact the minhag among many people. If you go to some, Shmuel told me that I think he said when his parents were sitting Shiva, they were very makbid to cover all the pictures. Though other people are just the opposite, they cover the mirrors, but like they start whipping out the photo albums, and you go to the Shiva house and they're showing pictures, all the pictures are going around. So apparently they don't hold of this pshat. So there are other pshatim in covering mirrors. If you look at...
Well, that's about meaning pictures of the dead person. I mean, there's no tell about him being brought.
I'm saying if it's only the dead person, the problem is looking at live people. That's the minhag.
I mean, even if it's a picture alive, like,
you should not be able to look at anybody.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly the question. In other words, why does it make sense to cover the mirror and look at living people? What? You're saying the minhag doesn't make sense. Okay, hear.
I mean,
I assume the idea is to do... Right. Start where we're living at the... The point is that the minhag isn't... You know, it's a minhag, so you don't have to... You don't have to add to the minhag based off of the tam necessarily. But anyway, the Rav Avadia quotes other reasons for this minhag in that Tshuva Yabi Omer Chelek Dalet Lamed Hey, and there are maybe some nafkaminas. Says one reason is because we daven in the Beis Avel, and you shouldn't daven opposite a mirror. Now, if that's the reason, so then it would only be in the place of the Makom Tefila, the Rav. As I mentioned before, has this idea that mirrors are, that Kfiyas Hamita is a din in the Beis Avel, so that's why he says mirrors are also a din in the Beis Avel. So that's why you cover all the mirrors. If you learn, like the Achronim who say their basis for the minhag is because of the Makom Tefila, so there's no reason to cover the mirrors in the bathroom, right? Nobody's going to daven in the bathroom. The other reason that the Rav Avadia cites from Achronim is so that you don't see the mazikim and the ruchos that are floating around in the Beis Avel. Why are there so many mazikim? Because midas hadin metucha sham, as we saw, and apparently these could be detected through a mirror. I don't know. And then he says another pshat. This is very similar to the Rav's pshat, I thought. Kain, what the Rav's pshat is, and this would explain why we're makel for pictures and not the mirror. He said, what's the pshat? So Rav Avadia quotes the famous Yerushalmi and the Medrash that says that in Mitzrayim the men were tired and wiped out from all the shibud and had no koach to engage in Tashmish Amita, and the women would beautify themselves and take a mirror and show the image of her and her husband and show how attractive she was and be ma'or the husbands, and through that tachas ha-tapuach ha-reachtich, and that's what ensured the kiyum of Kol Yisrael. That's why they're part of the Mishkan, etc. And so this is the idea. The idea is that very similar to the bed, right? What's the idea? Kfiyas Amita Dachan, the bed. Like we said, the bed is the makom of Puravu. The neshama, the Tzelem Elokim, came into the world through the bed. So we are mahapich the bed. So likewise, mirrors are a tool for his, you know, properly used. It's his oiros for Tashmish Amita. That's the mirrors are kadosh in that sense. So mirrors are used to beautify yourself for that purpose. So therefore, just like we overturn the bed, so we overturn the mirrors. That would explain why maybe the mirrors in the bathroom as well. And that would explain why Dominic doesn't apply to pictures. Because, you know, pictures have nothing to do with that. So those are the reasons that Rav Avadia cites. And finally, I'm sorry, he quotes somebody else who says, Histaklos b'mara mevi lidei simcha. Like the Gemara says, Pachas ala yitzri, when that attractive fellow looked in the lake and he saw his reflection, the one who eventually decided to become a Nazir. Or again, perhaps they relate to grooming yourself, which is something that the Avel is sort of doing the opposite, right? The Avel is letting him, you know, is ignoring his appearance, and mirrors are all about enhancing your appearance. Okay, yeah.
Those are all
Brahman Ravadia. I mean, okay. Anyhow. So one of the interesting questions that is asked is, what about Shabbos? And it might a little bit be a nafkamina between these two things. Now this is a big question. Why? Because it's a big pain, takes a long time to cover up all the mirrors. So does one have to uncover all the mirrors on Shabbos and then cover them back up after Shabbos? Because maybe we would say that this is a example of Avelos B'Farhasia and the like. So some poskim say, Taka, you have to uncover them on Shabbos and cover them up after Shabbos. And others say, nah, you don't have to worry so much about it. Why? Because even though Kfiyas Amita, like we said, you have to definitely flip the beds back up on Shabbos. However, the idea is that we'll see this a little bit later when we talk about Avelos B'Farhasia and Machlok Saposkim. But there are those that say that this idea of Avelos B'Farhasia, we're only makbid about it for things that are actually Aser Medine Avelos and not Minhagim associated with Avelos. Because it's not Avelos B'Farhasia, because it's not really Avelos. What is it? It's a minute. So perhaps there's more room to be made. I don't know. If you're choshish for the reasons that Rav Avadia says about the mazikim floating around, so maybe dafka, you should leave them covered on Shabbos. And that's why some say it's not such a big deal. Others say, at the very least, in the places where people are going to visit, like the living room or the like, assuming visitors are going to come on Shabbos, so then at least in those places, those should be uncovered on Shabbos. As I said, some poskim are not so worried about this whole thing in the first place. You can't really clear about something that doesn't really have a makor. Yeah.
Can a woman look in the mirror, didn't have the mirrors covered, let's say the husband can wipe the mirror?
So again, it depends. I don't think it's the end of the world. If the woman isn't an availist for her to look at the uncover the mirror for to look at it, stung a heart to say that that's us. In a chanami. Obviously, a woman whose husband is an availist should not make herself attractive to her husband during availus. There's a din that we saw before, Shalot Tizgane Alav Baila, when that's Shayach. But it's hard to imagine that if a woman whose husband is an Avelos wants to look at the mirror so she, you know, looks proper, for whatever reason, it's hard to imagine that we would say that's Aser. Yeah, you had a question? So?
Would it be wrong to uncover them in the places?
On Shabbos?
Meaning in the, like bedrooms or like areas where people...
And the Pashtus is, it's definitely not wrong to uncover them. Again, unless you're worried about the Mezikim Spira, it's not wrong to uncover them. The question is, are you chayv to uncover them? And that's why some poskim say, at the very least, in the public places, you should definitely uncover them.
Why
on Shabbos.
Wouldn't it be wrong if it's enough?
Because this is just like... Again, on Shabbos they would be zokif kol mitoshem bebayis. So too.
Yeah, why did they do that? It's not perhaps at all.
So.
Or they assumed it was perhaps back then because there's
maybe,
a living room and.
Maybe in a chanami. We're going to talk a little bit more about this when we get to the distinction between tzin and farhasia. Is it something that each act we have to decide, or do we say no? We're going to define categories of Nihugei Avelos as either Tzin and Farhesia, and once we define them as Farhesia, then it's going to be Mutter, even if this particular act is going to be B'tzinah. Or no, we look at each one like we talked about before in terms of Talmud Torah. So Bezus Hashem, we'll get back to that question. Okay, so Simen Shin Peches is the din of Avel Aser L'Haniach Tfilin. So the Gemara Moed Katan Tesvav Med Aleph says Aser Avel is Aser L'Haniach Tefillin because the pasuk says Percha Chavush Alecha. Again, a pasuk from Yechezkel, and Yechezkel was supposed to wear the pe'er, but everybody else can't. So if you take a look at the Darkei Moshe, he says you should know that this is just Tefillin. It's nothing to do with tzitzis. It's very easy to get confused between... Now, why would you think otherwise? Because we know in Tisha B'Av, we don't wear tzitzis, at least in the morning. Right? When we don't wear tefillin, we don't at least make a bracha, we don't put on a talis. So you might get confused. And you might say that just like the morning of Tisha B'Av, you don't wear talis and tefillin, so too. During the part of Avelos that you don't wear tefillin, let's say the first day, so too you also shouldn't wear a talis. And the answer is that's wrong. The reason for not wearing tzitzis during Tisha B'Av, at least Tisha B'Av morning, is a special reason that Shaykh Dafka to Avelos on the Beis HaMikdash, based off of the Medrash, but it's nothing to do with Nihui Avelos, and therefore in terms of Talis, tzitzis, there's no difference. The Avel, Yom Rishon, even when he doesn't wear tefillin, would wear Talis and make a brach on the Talis after Aminus is over and the like. It's only a din in tefillin. So the question is, how long does this din of tefillin apply? So the Gemara Moed Katan says the following: Avel shlosha yamim arishonim asal l'niach tefillin mishlishi va'elach v'shlishi b'chlal motor l'niach tefillin. So from day three and on, and three is included. Why three included? Rashi explains because of mitzvah yom kikulo. So then he could wear tefillin, which is interesting because if you assume that Shlishi is entirely mutter, even if it's based off of Panim Chadasha, based off of Mikdash Yom Kikulo. You know, why did they say it's Aser for 3 days if it's really Aser only for 2 days? Okay, maybe we'll see. V'bo Panim Chadasha, Seinu Cholitz, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Yishua Omer, Avel Shnei Yamim Arishonim Aser Laniach Tefillin. He says it's 1 day less, it's only 2 days. But again, it's the same thing, it's 2 days, Dehainu 1 day. Mishini Va. Eilach v'sheni b'chlal, it's mutter l'aniach tefillin. So, what's the pshat? So the Gemara explains the machlokas. Rabbi Lazar is based off of the pasuk that says Vayitamo Yimei B'chi Evel Moshe, which is plural, two, so it's a minimum of 2 days. Even though the pasuk over there says they cried for 40 days, but apparently Yimei Evel B'chi Evel Moshe was minimally 2 days. So really, it's a Isser for 2 days. And the time of Rabbi Yoshua, is because it says V'achriso Kiyoma, 1 day. In other words, again, what's so interesting is even though they're arguing about three or two, really they're arguing about two or one. And they quote psukim that are about two or one. So that's the maskana. The maskana is we follow Rabbi Yoshua, at least Behanacha, and therefore it's mutter to wear tefillin on the second day, even if Bo'opanim Chadashus. So the simple reading of the Gemara is, though, that you need 2 days, right? Now, maybe on the second day, like we said before, we're going to apply mixes of Yom Kikulo. So, on the second day, you'll be able to wear tefillin after there was already some form of mixes hayom, but you still need 2 days. After all, the Gemara says that you need 2 days. So the problem is when you look at the Rif, because the Rif says the Maskana Sagamara, you only need 1 day. So all the Rishonim are very troubled by this. How could the Rif say that this Isser only applies for 1 day? Doesn't the Gemara say that the Isser applies for 2 days? What's going on? So there are different opinions in Rishonim. The Ravid, and this is the Yesh Omer Minotur, says no, Taka the Isser applies for 2 days. And how long into the second day? Well, just like we say on the seventh day, the Avelus of the seventh day ends, you don't have to observe the whole day. We say Mitzvah Kikulo, but how long does it last? It lasts until after Tfilah, V'yamdu HaMenachem Me'atzlo. Right? That's what we do. We'll talk about this a little later, but we paskin that after, when does the Avel get up? On the seventh day, after davening is over, and after the Menachem leaves, so that's when he gets up. So too, that should apply on the second day. We should have the same standard of Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. That's as far as they arrive at. And that opinion is rejected. The next opinion is the Rush. The Rush, and the Rush claims this is what the Torah means. I mean, the Rif means, even though the Rif doesn't say it, is no. We don't actually need Yamdo Menachem. We don't have to wait 3 hours, but we at the very least have to have 1 minute. And 1 minute into the day. Meaning to say, wait for Netzachama, wait 1 minute or 1 second, whatever it is, you wait 1 minute, that's Mixas Yom Kikulo, and that's when you could begin putting on tefillin, 1 minute after Netz, because then you have 2 days. You have the first day and the second day, but we say on the second day, Mixas Yom Kikulo. That's the view of the Rush, and again, the Rush claims that is the opinion of the Tour. However, of the Rif. In other words, even though the Rif says 1 day, the Rush says it can't be 1 day because the Gemara says 2 days. It means 1 day plus 1 second. But the Ramban says no, not true. The simple reading of the Rif is 1 day. The Rif doesn't mention anything about 2 days, so therefore it's really 1 day. But the Gemara says 2 days. So the Ramban is bothered by this question, and he says, well, maybe the pshat is that this is because Mixas Hayom Kikulo, even at night. Now, we're going to get to this a little later when we talk about Mixas Hayom Kikulo. There's a debate among Rishonim in various areas of Halacha, including Hilchos Nida, for example, as well as Hilchos Avelos. When do we apply Mixas Hayom Kikulo? Is that only in a day or even at night? The Ramban Shita happens to be, as we'll see later on, is that we apply it even at night. And that's how the Ramban understands the Rif over here. In other words, the Ramban is claiming that even the Rif agrees to Mixas Hayom Kikulo, and even the Rif agrees you need 2 days, but he holds that you have those 2 days at night. Now, practically speaking, that means that there's no applicability of 2 days whatsoever. Why? Because anyway, you don't wear tefillin at night. So, it's going to be mutter to put on tefillin the first, as soon as you want, even before Netzachama, right? when is the first time anyway you're allowed to put on tefillin? The second day, Mashiach here, right? Well before Nates. And by that time, it's already been Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. No, that's saying, according to the Ramban, we're now explaining the Ramban B'Das Arif. According to the Ramban, there's...
According to the rest of you, you have to wait till Nates.
Of course, you have to wait till after Nates. That's the whole point. That's what they're arguing about. Right? What does the Rif mean? Is there a fulfillment of an Isser Tefillin B'Yom Sheni? According to the Rush and the Ravid, yes. According to the Ramban, no. That's the Machlokas, right? In other words, it comes out a little strange. This is why the Rush challenges the Ramban. It comes out a little strange that we would say it's 2 days if there's zero manifestation of the second day that's even possible. It is, in a technical sense, 2 days, because you have Mikra Siyam Kikulo at night. But still, there's no manifestation of that second day. But that's the opinion of the Ramban, and that's a simple reading of the Rif, because the Rif just says it's Asur only on the first day. It doesn't mention anything about the second day. Like Jeremy just pointed out, according to the Rush, there's a very big manifestation of the second day, right? Many people put on tefillin before Nates, right? For example, let's say you had a Beis Avel, and they daven at 7 o'clock, 7 a.m., right? 7 a.m., Shacharis at the Beis Avel is 7 a.m. So if you follow the Rush, what's going to be the halacha is that the Avel on Yom Sheni, which is usually going to be the first time they'll have a Shacharis minyan at the Beis Avel, so he won't be able to put on tefillin until 7:20. So you probably shouldn't have a 7 o'clock Shacharis minyan at the Beis Avel, right? Because Nates isn't till 7:20. Right? You certainly can't have a Basikin minyan at the Beis Avel if you follow the Rush. Follow the Ramban, no problem. So that is, as I said, certainly a very applicable thing. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch follows the opinion of the Rush and the Tur that it's only Mutar Yom Sheni after the Nates. But the Bach and the Shach say no, even before the Nates. In other words, they paskin like Ramban Lahakel. The Mishnah Berurah writes, it's nachon lahamtin ad la'achar ha'netz. This is the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Lamed Chesif Hei, Esif Katan Hei. Meaning to say, perhaps, probably, Mikar Adin, we follow the opinion of the Shach, lahakal. That's why you will sometimes find, I've seen Beis Avels that daven before, or at least where Hanachas Tefillin will be before Netz. Even 7:30 minyan will sometimes, in the dead of winter, the time that people are putting on the tefillin, probably 7:30 are always okay. People don't start so early. But a 7 o'clock minyan would be a problem. So I think that's sort of the way we paskin. We paskin that better to wait till after Nates before you put on a tefillin. But really, the halacha is like the Shach, like the simple reading of the Rif and the Ramban, that you're allowed to put it on even before Nates. I saw some of the contemporary postgame Claire about what about someone who's generally always makbid to daven Vasikin. So what's better? Should he chap the Maila of Vasikin, or should he chap the Chumrah of the Rush or the like? How do you solve that equation? If you really think we paskin like the Shach, so maybe you'll do a Kvasikin. If you think that if you think of Vasikin as a Chumrah, but if you think that, no, we're takachoshish for the Psak of the Mechaber, the Ramah, we paskin like the Rush, so then you'll probably want to forego Vasikin. You probably don't want to daven without tefillin.
There's tons of these kind of questions.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no real way to answer them, is there?
It's hard to decide. I don't know if there's no real way to answer them. I think it's Tali B'das Hamora. And in this case, it's going to depend on a couple of factors. It's going to depend on the extent to which you really think that we pass on like the Shach, and the view of the Mechaber and the Rush is just a Chumrah, or do you think, no, we're actually Choshesh for the Rush and the Mechaber, in which case, davening Kvasikin, which is not something that's Mikar Adin, it's just a Chumrah, it's not like we're Choshesh for Menutam, really. That's the way, right? In other words, you're going to have to make a lot of cheshbonim.
How do you decide which chumrah is more
That you learn the sugya and you figure it out.
Is there any also chumra that wants no hay already?
Yes, like absolutely. Okay. Yes.
The Sfaradim would be could it be maker adin?
It quite possibly is. I don't know what the Sfaradim Sfaradi poskin paskin, but it very well might be the case.
And second, why can't you just daven with tefillin without tefillin?
You could, but we also don't like davening without tefillin. Saying Shema without tefillin is something which very much discouraged. Definitely not usher, but we generally speaking will forgo things like davening kevasikin or davening betzibor even in order to daven with tefillin. No, that too is not so clear. Okay, those are the different poskim. Now, the Ramban also says, and this is quoted by the Shach, that B'yom Shmur Krova, we also don't wear tefillin. Right? Shmur Krova is when you hear of the death of a close relative within 30 days, such as their Shiva, so that even though the person, let's say, was buried 20 days ago, still on that first day, since it's the first day of your Avelos, it's also an Isser HaNachas tefillin. Now, this is very relevant for the following very famous maritats.
It's only on that day, it's also the next day.
On the first day of Avelos.
Shmua Krova,
so the first day of Avelos, which is the day that you hear about the Shmua, one should not wear tefillin. So if one did not put on tefillin yet.
It's very rare that it comes up. It's usually you already put on tefillin by the time you find out.
The whole thing doesn't ever really happen anyway nowadays, but in the olden days, I don't know. Some messenger comes and tells you at you daven at 7:30 minyan, at 7:15 he knocks on your door, I'm so sorry, I heard that your brother passed away, and the like. So, anyway, now, as I said, I don't know how common it is, but it's very, very important halacha for the following reasons we're about to see. There's a famous maritats that everybody here quotes. The maritats says, one second, why is it that there could be an iser of hanachas tefillin? Mitzvah of hanachas tefillin is a mitzvah daraisa. How could Chazal say not to put on tefillin? She says, I'll tell you the pshat. Why is it that epis, this iser, this niyug avelos only applies on day one? Or if it applies 2 days, it only applies the beginning of the second day. Right? Why is it different from almost all of our other nihuge avelos? Right? All the other nihuge avelos, we've never seen 2 days. Right? We've seen the third day, we've seen Shiva. But why is it that all of a sudden when it comes to tefillin, we say, oh, this particular halacha is only on the first 2 days of avelos? It's a very strange thing. And Maritat says, I'll tell you why. It's very simple. Because it only applies when it does not cause the bittul of a mitzvah deraisa of hanachas tefillin. So, since avelos yom rishon is deraisa, it applies yom rishon. And then, according to the Rosh and the Ravid and the like, it applies into the second day, because also, just because if you don't wear tefillin in the first minute of the day, so you wear tefillin in the second minute of the day. In other words, we'll try to make it as long as we can. So how long could we make it? Into the second day, but not more. Because if we would make it any more, we'd make it the whole second day, we would be mevatel a mitzvah of hanachas tefillin, a mitzvah deraisa. And since avelos is only derabanan after the first day, so memela, there's no iser hanachas tefillin after the first day. And according to the Ramban, that means it doesn't apply at all after the first day, and according to the Rosh, it's going to apply after the beginning of the second day, etc., etc. But that's the beautiful yesod of the Maritat. So the Maritat says, I'll tell you a very important nafkamina. Let's say day one of Avelos is not deraisa. What do I mean to say? Because we know that the opinion that Yom Rishon is deraisa, as we saw, is only when it's Yom Nisan and Yom Kruva. So what if, and this is obviously very common, especially in Chutz La'aretz, a person dies on Sunday, the Kruva is on Monday. So the first day of Avelos is what? Monday, right? The Kfura was, let's say, at 11:30 a.m. on Monday. That's day one. But is that a din? Is that day Avelos Deraisa? No. No, there's only a Avodas Daraisa if it's Yom Yitzchak and Yom Kippur. So says Maritatz, and that they should put on tefillin. Right? So if the Kippur was 11:30 in the morning, and he gets home 2 in the afternoon, so 2 in the afternoon, the Avel should go and put on tefillin at that point. That's the Chiddush L'maisa of the Maritatz. Ah, zakt. You're machaben to the kasha of.
You set it up for us.
So that's true. Okay. Of the Dalgomir Vava. Dalgomir Vava on the page right over here says exactly the question you asked. He said, "One second, you can't be right, because after all, the Ramban is the one that says, and the Shach Paskin said, but the Ramban is the one that says that on Shmua Krova we observe." The Isser of Hanachas Tefillah, and Shmuel Krova is definitely not Deraisa. So you see that the Maritatz is wrong. And therefore, the Dagmar Vav, as well as most Sachronim, reject the Maritatz for that reason. Now, what was the Maritatz thinking? So the answer is, since I think Rabbi Willig pointed this out, it's not a kash at all. Because does the Ramban hold that Avelos is Deraisa or Derabana?
Derabana.
Oh. So you're both right. Ramban is miyashev, he spends a lot of time being miyashev, the sheet of the Gaonim, that it's deraisa. He answers all of Tosfos's kashas. But remember, at the end of the Ramban, we said that his lashon implies that this is Batara's yishuv of the Gaonim. He himself doesn't necessarily hold that way. So the answer is that the Ramban himself actually probably also holds Avelos as the Rabbanan, which is why he paskins, if the Maritatz is right, that Yom Shmur Krova you do. And that's why Rabbi Willig points out that even if we think the Maritatz is 100% correct, Lidi Dun, do we paskin that Avelos is Derais or Derabbanan? Derabbanan, like we said, right? In which case, even the Maritatz would agree, as it were, that we should put on tefillin, we should not put on tefillin on the first day of Avelos, even if it's not Yom Misav Yom Kvura. Meaning to say that the Maritatz's cheshbon was, if you hold Avelos is Deraisa, thank you, then it makes sense to go ahead and say that it applies on, if you hold Avelos is Deraisa, then you'll say that the Isra Nachas Tefillin is only beyond that Avelos is Deraisa. But if you hold, and that is our psak, halach l'maisa, that Avelos Yom Rishon is derabanan, so of course, even if the Maritatz is right, you wouldn't go ahead and wear tefillin on the first day of Avelos, even if it's not the Yom Kippur and Yom Misa. So, that being the case, even whether the Maritatz is right or whether he's wrong, we don't follow the Maritatz. Because the Maritatz's whole cheshbon is only bidas, the opinions that Avelos is deraisa.
What's the answer to his kasha?
What?
What's the answer to his kasha?
Who? The Dagomir
Vava?
Ah, very good. So now we're going to have to answer what is the answer for the Maritatz kasha. So we're going to answer that question in just 1 minute. First, just to discuss what the Poskim say. So the Poskim, for the most part, do not accept the Maritatz and say that the Avel on the first day should not wear tefillin, even if it's not the Yom Misa. However, I saw that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Shuvas Mincha Shlomo, Chelak Beis Gimel, Simen Tzadi Tes Osei, concludes that even though we don't follow the Maritatz, and that's not the opinion of most Achronim, but still, venerally, Dim'eno Yom Hamisa Yaniach Belo Bracha, Uva Behar Beis Farim, Sheminag Yerushalayim lachlos l'das ha-meritatz. Ve'af de'lo kaima lanachi. Bikol makom harbe me'ayireyim makpidim laniach misafek b'tzina al tenai b'lo bracha. Rak, fine. So what's he saying? He's saying, look, somebody wants to be machmir. They like can't fathom possibly missing tefillin on a day. So you need to do it al tenai. Because, why do you have to do it all tonight? Because, remember, it's an isser to wear tefillin if it's Yom Rishon, right? So you do it all tonight. You do it without a bracha, because really, Mikra Adin, we're certainly machmir. But, you should do a petzina. But, that's okay.
And I have the power to take away the perishable.
Ah, so it's a very interesting assumption, exactly. In other words, it's one thing to, you know, use it tonight for Chol HaMoed, where you're possibly potter from tefillin, and you know, maybe it's a shilin baltosif, and we'll say that tonight works. But to say that tonight works out to the Yisr Shabo is fascinating. I also was very surprised that he said that. It's a very good question, I don't know. But anyway, that's what he says. And there are a lot of people that do this, I think. Not just in Yerushalayim, but it's so it's true, but I remember Avion Levinson told me that, for example, his father, he remembers after getting back from the cemetery on the first day of Avelus, he went and Bitsina, he put on tefillin. I didn't think that's what we do, but apparently some people do follow this psak of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So certainly we're not going to be mocha, but I do think the pashtus, the halacha, is that we don't follow the maritats. Now, the question goes back to Batel's point, which is, assuming we reject the maritats, again, whether he's right or wrong, practically we reject him. So now the shaila is, how do we answer his question? Right? What happens to the mitzvah, de'oraisa's tefillin, in light of the fact that there is only a din de'rabbanan of avelus? So the most obvious answer is, okay, we know, we already saw it. The Radvaz say this with respect to Talmud Torah, if you recall, right? That's why the Radvaz said we should be machmir for mik, we should follow the view of mixium kikulo at night for the seventh day, because it's a vital mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But basically the Radvaz writes that the nihuge avelos that are examples of Bittel de Oraisis B'Shev Altasa were legislated within the Gader of Yesh Koch B'Yad Chanun Lak or B'Dar V'Natar B'Shev Altasa, which is a broader topic in terms of the parameters. We generally find that with respect to the protection of the law. Here we don't, right? It might be it's not even the extension of a Din de Oraisa at all, but that's one possible answer. The second answer is a very basic question in terms of the gedder of the bittel mitzvah tefillin. And that is a question that the Achronim discuss. There's a Bir Halacha that talks about it, quoting different Achronim. I don't remember which names say which. But what is the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin? Is the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin to wear tefillin every day, such that if you were to not wear tefillin for one day, then you'd be mevatel the mitzvah? Or no, it doesn't say you have to wear tefillin every day. And if a person were to skip tefillin one day, he would of course not be mevatel the mitzvah. Wouldn't be a formal bittel mitzvah. They say the Brisker Rav held like the latter opinion, that it's not a mitzvah every day, and if we're missing tefillin one day is extra. He said the mitzvah, you should wear it a certain amount every day. So, for example, the Brisker Rav used to wear tefillin extra long after Chol HaMoed, like Isru Chag of Pesach, because you know there's a shaila whether or not where you're supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. So let's say, on average, the Brisker Rav wore tefillin 45 minutes every day. And so he missed, because of Chol HaMoed, he possibly missed 2 hours and 15 minutes of Hanachas Tefillin. So on the day after Yantif, he would wear Tefillin for an extra 2 hours and 15 minutes to make up for what he missed. So he wasn't actually Mevatel any mitzvos, right? He also used to, if the Brisker Rav was sick later in his life, due to when he was older, he had a disease, some type of sickness that prevented him from some days from wearing Tefillin. So, if he wasn't feeling good for a couple of days and he missed tefillin for a couple of days, so then the next day he would wear tefillin, if he missed an hour and a half of tefillin over the course of 2 days, he would wear tefillin for an extra hour and a half to make it up. In other words, it's not totally. Let's say, for example, a person goes ahead and he has a choice. Choice A is he could wear tefillin every day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, for 5 minutes, but not more. That's option A. Or option B is he could wear it on Sunday for 45 minutes, but on Monday and Tuesday he'll have to skip. So which is better? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday for 5 minutes, or just Sunday for 45 minutes. So this will depend on this question. If you think that every day you don't wear tefillin is a bittul mitzvah, so of course it's better to wear it for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, each day for 5 minutes. If you think that no, it's a bittul, that the mitzvah is not per se tefillin each every day, so then it would be better to wear it for 45 minutes on Sunday. So this is a famous machlokas. If you take a look at the Bir Halacha and others, he quotes Tzadim Lakan Ulakan. So that being the case, if you learn like this Tzad, so then it's very pashut, the Kash of the Maritats doesn't even start. The Maritats was taking for granted the opinion that not wearing tefillin for a single day is a bittul mitzvah. And obviously we are, you know, we do try to follow that opinion, right? If for some reason someone couldn't wear tefillin in the morning, so we would tell them they should put on tefillin in the afternoon. But it's not 100% clear that that's really the correct opinion. And if we follow, if we think the opinion of the Brisker Rav is correct, so then, and again, it's not just the Brisker Rav, it's earlier sources. It's known as the opinion of the Brisker Rav in the Yeshiva Shevelt, but in its earlier source as well. If you think the Brisker Rav is correct, so then the whole Kash of the Maritats doesn't even get off the ground, right? That's why Bitzalo, you know, a couple days ago when he had his tefillin issue, was made that cheshman of the Brisker Rav. He's saying, look, I didn't get to put on tefillin so much in the morning, so maybe I should wear it more when I get home, right, to make up for the fact that I didn't get to wear tefillin so much in the morning. So that's,
I don't understand why that is the question.
Because Chachamim, when they said, don't wear tefillin on day one of Avelos, even though it's not Avelos Deraisa, it's Yom Kippur, but not Yom Misha, they would not be oker or being mevatel the mitzvah Deraisa of tefillin. Because not wearing tefillin for one day is not begeder bittul mitzvah.
But then why can't they be mevatel tefillin for more than just it? Meaning
they could. If Chachamim were to be misaking that for the next 3 weeks, now you have a different question, which is why did they only decide to do it on day one?
Right, I mean, I thought that was part of his question.
So, you're right. He answered both questions.
Right.
He answered two questions in one. Why, how could they do it? And B, why only, right?
Right.
So this answers the question. Now, you still are left with the question, why only on day one?
Right.
Presumably, the answer is that Acharisa Ki Yomar, like we said, the Iker Meriros is day one, and they didn't want to extend tefillin more than necessary, because you're definitely, whether it's a formal bittul mitzvah or just foregoing a mitzvah deraisa, you're still foregoing a mitzvah deraisa. So they minimized it. But it's not because they couldn't expand it, and therefore they minimized it, but they still said, Acharisa Ki Yomar, we're going to apply it for one day.
Even though Lechora, it's Be'er Chodesh HaRacha, why shouldn't they?
Or whatever you say, one day or 2 days, however you understand it.
Right,
the Riff or the Rosh.
Be'er Chodesh HaRacha, so then wouldn't it be Mistabe which should apply for all Avelos?
Oh, no, apparently an Avel is only Mamish Tzibrachin on the first day, Acharisa Ki Yomar. And Adarabba, we could also explain it a little bit that way. This brings us to the next explanation, but we'll just say it now, which is that since this din is a reflection of it being a Yomar, so even though Nihugei Avelos are 7 days, but there's only one day that's Yomar, that's Yom Rishon, and Tefillin specifically relates to the intense Meriros of Avelos, and that's only one day. It's not because they couldn't have done more, it's just that's when it applies. And that brings us to the third approach, which is what we heard yesterday in the car, in like 3 minutes or 1 minute, on the way here yesterday morning, for those who are listening, from Rabbi Savlovsky. Savlovsky said the following vart, which is that there's a stira in Rashi with respect to the nature of the Isser of Hanachas Tefillin. What did it say? If you look at Rashi in Sukkah, Chaf Hamed Aleph, Rashi writes, Shenamar Bahen Pe'er, the Avel Lav Bar Pe'erhu, Ukshemis Pa'er, Mare Be'atzmo She'enu Avel. In other words, the Shaila is like this, is the Isser of Hanachas Tefillin on Yom Rishon, is that a din in Hilchos Tefillin? or a din in Hilchos Avelos. So the Pasha Pshat is it's a din in Hilchos Avelos, right? We learn it out from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, just like we learn out so many other Nihugi Avelos. It's a din in Hilchos Avelos. And that is the mashmos of the Rashi in Sukkah, right? Because Kishim Espair, when you put on tefillin, Mare Be'atzmo She'eno Avel. Good. That's the Pasha Pshat. But if you look at Rashi in Ksubos, Daf Vav Amud Beis, he says, no. The Isser stems from Hilchos Tefillin. There Rashi writes, She'namar Behen Pe'er, Pe'ercha Chavush Alecha, Ve'avel Me'olel Be'afar Karno, Ve'rosho, Ve'in Ze Pe'er Le'Tefillin. Meaning to say, it's a din in Hilchos Tefillin. You have to wear Tefillin in a certain state of mind, and because the Avel is Me'olel Be'afar Karno, so Me'mela, it's totally inappropriate, Al Tzilchus Tefillin, to wear Tefillin. Now, if you take the second approach, if Rashi, so then it's very, the whole Kash again of the Maritats doesn't apply, right? If there was a mitzvah to wear Tefillin, and Chachamim said, don't wear Tefillin, so you're right, then it would be a kasha. But that's not what's going on. Chachamim are saying that this person is not in a state of mind where he possibly can wear tefillin, right? Just like if someone has a stomach condition and therefore they miss a day of tefillin, so we're not saying that they're mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin because they're not chayv in tefillin. They're not in a state where they're allowed to wear tefillin. So too, Rashi says, that the Avel, who is Miss Olel Be'afar Karno, he is not in a state where he's allowed to wear tefillin. That's the pshat. Oh. Now, is it a steer in Rashi? So maybe we could even say, this Rabbi Salsky didn't say, but maybe we could even say that this is, there's two dinim. They're both right. Maybe this is what he meant. In other words, there's two halachos. One halacha is that an Avel may not wear tefillin, and another halacha is an Avel cannot wear tefillin. And perhaps this would explain a diuk that the Bach makes. The Bach makes the following ha'ara in the Tur. The Tur in Or HaChaim writes that Avel is pater from tefillin. The Tur in Yerideya writes Avel is aser tefillin. So when I first saw that diuk of the Bach, I just said, no. It just means the same thing. Right? Since he's pater from tefillin, he's aser from tefillin. But you could say that there are actually two dinim. One din is a din in Hilchos Tefillin, which belongs in Or HaChaim. So in Or HaChaim he writes, Avel is pater from tefillin. Why is he pater? He's Mesol B'Afar Karno, like the Rashi and Ksubos. There's another din, the din in Yerideya, the din in Hilchos Avelos, and Avel is aser in tefillin. Like Rashi said in Sukkah, because if you were to wear tefillin, he would be Mar Be'atzmo She'eino Avel. They're both true. And they have two different makoros. The makor for one is the Gemara in Sukkah that learns Avel is pater from tefillin. And that is Agav only on the first day. And then there's the Din in Moed Katan, Din in Hilchos Avelos. And that would explain the other stira in the Torah that the Bach points out. It's also stira in Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Torah in Yerideya, he mentions, he paskins like the Rush, right? It's 2 days, really, 1.1 day, but it's 2 days. That second day, if it exists, is a din in what? Avelos, Mixas Yom Kippulo. Mixas Yom Kippulo is not like a state of mind. It's a din in Hilchos Avelos. If you look at Yerideya, Or HaChaim, he says 1 day. What? In the Or HaChaim, he paskins like the Ramban, and in Yerideya, paskins like the Rush? No. He paskined Al Tzilchus Avelos, it's 2 days. Two days, but Mitzvah Yom Kippulo on the second day. Or HaChaim, he paskined Al the Din in Hilchos Tefillin. Or HaChaim is Hilchos Tefillin, it's not Hilchos Avelos. That's what you could say. And then they could both be true. Then Shmuel showed me a shtickel. I think he said it was from Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, I'm not sure. So that goes ahead and takes this idea and has like 10 more rayos for it and is marchiv. This is a very, very beautiful idea. Anyway, And now, is it mukhrach? No. Again, you know, the pashtus is that it's that it's one din. If you actually look at the Rashba Ksubos on Vav Amud Beis, he sort of takes away the punch of Rashi. He notes what Rashi says, but then he says, no, Rashi isn't saying that there's two dinim. Rashi's saying the time of the milsa ke'amar, the time of the krakadars. Don't think there's two dinim. Okay. Anyway, but that's the third mahalech to be miyashev the kash of the maritat. Okay. Siv beis is a very important halacha from the Ramban that relates not just to Hilchos Avelos, but Hilchos Tefillin in general. So the Ramban writes the following. So, starting from day two, and the Avel has to put on tefillin. Okay, maybe after Nates, maybe not. But this relates to the point we just said, which is that in addition to the Isser, Midin Hilchos Avelos of tefillin, there's another reason why an Avel shouldn't, or perhaps can't wear tefillin, which is, like we said, he's tzibrachin. And therefore the Ramban says, when it's time for the Avel to put on tefillin, so he has to go ahead and focus. And be mechaveh, so he doesn't have hasachadas. Degarsinan biyoma, amar rabba bar rav huna, tzarech adam lamashmesh betefillin kol shah, kavachomer mitzitz, Matzit shein bo elas karachas amra Torah b'haya al mitzcho tamid shelo yasiach daito mehen tefillin sheish ban kamas karos alach kam v'kama hilkach meniach lehu b'yishuv daito al v'shas ha-bechi v'shas ha-hesped enu meniach. Right? So Ramban is saying that if a person's mamish crying and broken over his avelos, so you can't actually put on tefillin. Not, again, midine avelos, but midine tefillin, like we just said. And therefore, when it comes time on the second day to put on tefillin, the avel has to pull himself together so he won't have heschadas. What's the source that it's also to have heschadas during tefillin? It's a gman yoma, kavachomer from the tzitz. Right, the tzitz, the halacha is that the kohen gadol has to be in the nashmeim shabam, he has to make sure he doesn't have any heschadas. Tzitz has how many shemos? One. How many shemos does tefillin have? I didn't count. Many more than one. Right? So, if you can't have hesachadas for tzitz, kavachomer for our tefillin. It happens to be that there seems to be a machlokes rishonim whether this is a kavachomer gemura or a smachta of sorts. Tosa says it's not really a total kavachomer to create a dindoraisa. Why? Because maybe there's a percha that sits, the shame is megula, right? Kodesh Lashem. And tefillin, there are many, 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 many shemos, but they're mechuseh. So maybe it's less hamon. We have other halachos when it comes to tefillin leniencies in terms of tefillin because the shemos are mechuseh and the like. So it's an asmacht of sorts. Rambam, Pashta seems to assume it's a dindoraisa. Now, there's a very famous Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, it's Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos, it's also the view of the Rush, it's in Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos on Brachos Yadalat Amabes and Dabi Arif, it's in the Rush in Hilchos Tefillin, Simon Chafalef, and other Rishonim say this as well. There's an Orzeruah that says this, it's quoted by Hilchos Tefillin Tafkuf Pehei, and the Mishnah Berurah claims that other Rishonim as well say it, in the Bir Halacha and Simon Memdalad, that the Rabbeinu Yonah asks the following stira. On the one hand, the Gemara we just mentioned, the Gemara Yoma said, there's also a hesachadas and while you're wearing tefillin. On the other hand, there's another Gemara that says you're allowed to take a short nap when you wear tefillin. It's Gemara Sukkah, Chavav, Shena Sarai is Mutter. Now, Pashtus, you're going to have hesachadas when you have Shena Sarai. So it's a stira. Right? Do you have to actively be thinking of your tefillin, or no? The Gemara in Yoma says, no, can't have hesachadas. The Gemara in Sukkah clearly takes for granted, yes, you're allowed to, because you're allowed to take a short nap. So how are you miyashev the stira? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, really, the ikar is not that you can't have hesach hadas. The ikar is, perhaps against the pashtus and the some rishonim, but you can't have hesach hadas. It's not that you can't have hesach hadas. You can't have schok and kalas rosh. Well, you don't have to actually be thinking about your tefillin. And that's why a short nap is mutter, right? It's no schok for kalas rosh when you take a short nap. But there's no... But if we said you actually have to be thinking about the tefillin in an active sense, so then a nap would be aser. Good. Adkan, the Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, there's a very famous Shagas Aryeh on this. It's in Yeshano Simon Lamed Tes. There's actually two of them. The other one might have been Lamed Ches, or I think the other one's Mem. It's in the next one. A lot of people, it's famous because a lot of Bar Mitzvah Drasha Pshetlach are on this. You know, Shagas Aryeh, I'm filling. What could be better? So anyway, the Shagas Aryeh is Medayik from our Ramban, right here, that you see that the Ramban disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah. Why? They were related, right? They're brothers-in-law. So why? Because, what do you see from this Ramban? The Ramban quotes this Gemara in Yoma, and he says, there's an Isser Tefesach Hadas, and therefore the Avel has to calm down before he puts on tefillin. Otherwise it would be Asr al-Tesach Hadas, the Gemara from Tzitz. Right? Now, this Avel is definitely not going to schok v'kalas rosh. Right? He's not crying and crying over the loss of his loved one. So it's no schalk and kalas rosh. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, there should be no problem. And you see the Ramban says it is a problem. So you see the Ramban learned the Gemara Kepshuto. Not like Rabbeinu Yonah, which is of course a huge chumrah, that you can't have hesach hadas. That's the diuk of the Shagas Aryeh. Others are docha the raya. They say, no, maybe, just like, even if we fundamentally accept the chiluk of Rabbeinu Yonah, just like schok v'kalas rosh is wrong, because it's very far from the mindset that one is supposed to have for tefillin, so too, you know, b'chia v'tamruin is inappropriate. And that's why the Ramban says this. And it's at least in keeping in spirit with the with Rabbeinu Yonah. So anyway, this is a big discussion. There are many achronim that discuss this, and it's a fascinating question. All right, so we'll stop here, and hopefully in the afternoon we'll pick up with kibbutz, at the very least, and we'll see. I guess we'll see how far we get. Okay?
You want to say that Shah and Shaggy Arya, you can really have trouble.